It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Going green has been one of the biggest trends in the past few years. From buildings to household products, it seems everyone has become environmentally conscious. Here to tell us how to extend eco-friendly awareness to your travel plans is our travel contributor, Elaine LaBaum, a contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hello, good to see you.
All right, New Girl, we're talking green travel. So this begs the question, can we really make a difference, be greener when traveling?
Well, I think you can, and certainly
really?
I think that I absolutely do. There are a lot of big and little things you can do. Some of them, I think there are those times when they're just going to make you feel good. But hey, that's important too. But in terms of, well, let's look at the reality of the matter. 98% of climate scientists agree that there is some kind of global warming climate change going on. With that in mind, you have to think of plane travel, auto travel. I mean, a lot of carbon pollution there. So what can you do? Certainly, you can use carbon offsets. So what you do there is you fund an environmental project somewhere else in the world, a poorer country, a rainforest, what have you, to mitigate the effects of the pollution that you're generating. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, that's just really, it's sort of a virtuous exercise because you feel good about what you're doing. Maybe that means you're going to fly more. Yes and no. I think there's something to be said for carbon offsets. But on a more sort of, you know, tangible, practical level, think about taking the train as opposed to driving to, you know, New York or Philadelphia or Chicago. Take the megabus. At least where we are here in Pittsburgh, at this point, you can take the megabus just about anywhere close by. So there are lots of things you can do. Again, sort of big picture, think about visiting more ecologically sensitive areas, you know, whether it's the Galapagos, the Amazon rainforest, Africa. Then, of course, there's the catch-22. Well, you got to fly farther away. But I think building that general awareness of the issues that we're facing on the planet now, how you can think green in terms of steps, small and large, it's important.
Is being green more affordable?
Well, yes and no, it can be. Let's think about the little things, just that basic mantra of reduce, reuse, recycle. If you bring less, if you buy less, you're going to spend less. You know, you buy something. You don't think about the packaging. Bring your own water bottle when you travel. We do this all the time. We bring our metal bottles from REI as opposed to buying plastic water bottles everywhere we go. Stay at hotels that don't put out those little shampoo bottles anymore that simply fill containers
in the
shower.
But then what do you take with you if you don't? If they don't have those little shampoo bottles.
What they do now is in the shower, they have dispensers that they continually refill. So you've got your shampoo, conditioner, and body wash, lotions, potions, what have you, right there. So they're not wasting in the packaging of those tiny little bottles and or, you know, necessarily putting out all these little soaps that people waste that they don't use.
But there's a lot of people that take those with them, though.
Well,
they're going to be disappointed.
Well, but perhaps. Where I'm going with this is if it's not our generation, Paul, it's got to be the next generation. We've got to start thinking greener, got to start somewhere. I mean, also just, you know, think even when you visit a destination, are there socially responsible museums, attractions? I think to when we were in the Florida Keys just this past summer, and we did decide to go swim with the dolphins, something that people say, oh, that's not nice to the animals, this and that. But we consciously sought out a facility that was also a hospital and a training facility for young people to know how to more effectively engage with these animals. So in terms of, sure, we wanted to swim with the dolphins. We found the way to do it, but we found the most environmentally socially responsible way we could to do it. You need to think of that. This summer, visit the Jersey Shore. See the impacts of Superstorm Sandy as opposed to going somewhere else. Sure, it's a work in progress, but it's important.
We're talking with Elaine LaBaum. She is our travel contributor and writes for the e-zine Pop City, tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Some hotels are at the vanguard of environmentally friendly travel. So let's talk about those hotels that are championing adaptive reuse.
Absolutely. And again, when you talk about adaptive reuse, you're talking about the reuse of old buildings for a purpose other than the one for which they were originally designed. So the name that continually comes to mind is the Kimpton Hotel Group. This is a group based out of San Francisco that has properties across the U.S. And they are just masters at reusing properties. For example, example, their Hotel Monaco in Washington, D.C. used to be a former post office 100, 150 years ago. Their Argonaut Hotel in San Francisco was an old Fisherman's Wharf warehouse circa 1900. So what they do is they take these fabulous old buildings. Rather than having to start from scratch, they just build in and repurpose what's already there. Saves a lot of money, saves the planet. It's a good way to go. So when you're traveling, you can do an easy Google search of adaptive reuse hotels, and so much will turn up. Invariably, something connected to Kimpton, though.
More and more travelers are seeking out LEED certified properties for a vacation getaway. Who's doing it right?
Okay, another great question. And again, LEED properties have received the designation that shows that they have made the effort to comply with these rigorous environmental standards. So they are not just talking the talk, they are walking the walk, is what I mean to say. There are 122 LEED certified hotels at this point. Most of them are in the U.S. A couple of them only have LEED Platinum certification, including a great property in the Napa Valley called the Bardisono. But if you're thinking Pennsylvania, just for a staycation here in Pittsburgh, we've got the Hotel Fairmont. The Hotel Hershey is a LEED certified property, as is the Palomar in Philadelphia. The majority of LEED certified hotels are in California, which shouldn't come as too much of a surprise. They're very eco-conscious out there. But just close by, I believe we recently spoke about the Nature Inn in Bald Eagle State Park, here maybe 3 hours east of Pittsburgh. And that's a great LEED certified property. It has these huge rain barrels on the grounds. All of the building materials were sourced from within 100 miles of the location. So they did so many things well and right. The property almost serves as a tutorial for adults, children, anyone, as to LEED designation being eco-friendly.
There's also a movement toward green certified restaurants. Which places are top of mind, and is the food as good as the message?
Well, that's a very good question. And we've got one that's really not far at all, that is just a wonderful exemplar of green restaurants. And it was actually the first green certified restaurant in Ohio, in Cleveland. And that's Jonathan Sawyer's Greenhouse Tavern. I mean, this is someone who's doing a really good job with sustainable food, but his restaurant is so sustainable as well. A lot of the carpeting, what he did was he got those old carpet squares that you get from carpet stores that they're ready to throw out because they don't need to use them anymore. Uh-huh. And he put them on, you know, the floors and some of the walls to tamp out the sound. And it actually is something of an art piece. Looks really, really sharp. He got a lot of his materials from an old church in central Ohio, just repurposed it and made it work in his restaurant. So you go in there and you see lots of great examples of sustainable reuse, but I remember having the most amazing bouillabaisse in the restaurant too. So the food is absolutely as good as the message that he's trying to convey. But, you know, another example on a much simpler level, the Chipotle chain of restaurants. They are very, very sustainable. They actually have a couple of LEED certified restaurants. So when you're on the road, stopping at a Chipotle is a good choice. In Chicago, the Frontera Grill is a green certified restaurant. If you go to dinegreen.com, that's the website of the Green Restaurant Association in the U.S., and you can get lots of good ideas there.
Eco-friendly resorts continue to proliferate in an attempt to meet traveler demand. Give us a couple of your favorites.
Okay, well, one that certainly comes to mind is the Hacienda Tres Rios in the Riviera Maya. It's actually very close by Playa del Carmen, not far from Cancun in Mexico. This is a property that's on a 326-acre nature park. So you have the use of the park. It's an all-inclusive resort. But everything has just been done so simply and so consciously, and yet it's still a wonderfully pampering getaway, a beautiful little hotel, spa, but care was taken every step of the way. So that's a really nice example also of eco travel. There's the Terranea property in Rancho Palos Verdes, which is south of LA. That's on a 15-acre piece of property, hugs the cliff there, overlooking the Pacific Ocean. It actually has a very environmentally conscious golf course. And I know a lot of people will say, well, that's not possible because golf courses use so much water. But actually, they've got this system. It might be called bid swaling, I'm not sure, but it has a methodology where they can reuse, recycle, repump water through the golf course. They've planted it with sustainable plants from the area. So surprisingly enough, you can actually go to this place and feel good about your golf game in terms of, you know, the environmental impacts of golf, which many realize are considerable. But again,
I shot 120, but boy, I'm helping the environment.
Well, you know what? It matters. But again, Google ecotourism, eco travel, lots of things will pop up. This is a burgeoning industry for good reason.
You say eco, I say eco. Let's call the whole thing off.
I'm with you.
Elaine LaBalme is a contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, and she's our very own travel correspondent. As always, Elaine, thank you for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great to be here.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, we'll mark the one-year anniversary of the North Shore Connector with Allegheny County Executive Rich Fitzgerald. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.